are already filled of the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Woo. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Praise be to the Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
I'm glad God gave me something a long time ago that I can feel and I can know that it is real.
Praise be to the Lord.
He's real. He's alive in my soul.
Hallelujah.
And in my heart. My heart was changed a long time ago. Glory to God. When I bowed on my knees in an old altar of prayer, I said, Lord, I've gone as far as I can go. I can't go no more like this, Lord. I'm miserable and I'm so empty. I said, I don't even know how to pray. I said, but if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. I'm telling you, when Jesus came in, the tears still flowed, but the fountain was changed. Glory to God. I'm telling you, it's joy unspeakable, and it is full of glory.
Yes.
Jesus is the life giver. He's the resurrection and the life. He's still the divine savior and the healer of body and soul. Glory to God. Praise be to the Lord. If you got your Bibles out there, if you want to turn into Luke's Gospel, red letter edition, Jesus is a speaking here. I'd like to title this today, just keep going. Keep on going. Children, we got to keep on going. Every one of you individually out there, keep on going. Don't slow up. Hallelujah. Just keep on marching on and running on. We're just about home. I believe we're nearing the finish line. Hallelujah. Jesus, listen. Luke chapter 14 and verse 25. And there went great multitudes with him. Now they were hungry for the fishes and the loaves. We know that. But there were many in that group, in that great multitude, that Jesus healed and set free. He touched, he delivered, he opened blinded eyes, made the dumb be able to talk, and the deaf to hear, the lame to walk. Many followed him. Listen, but Jesus turned around. They were behind him. The Bible said Jesus turned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. What was you saying, Jesus? Jesus said, I'm going to have to be number one in your life. I'm going to have to be more important than your husband. More important than your wife, more important than your children, more important than your mother and your father, and even your own life also. We gotta put God first. We're living in a time, it seems like people are putting money before God. They're putting their houses and their lands before God. They're putting all kind of things of this world. It's cares and it's problems and it's riches and the material things coming between them and their heart and God. But God's just saying, cast it all aside and put me as number one and serve me with your whole heart. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
Jesus said, and whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me, he cannot be my disciple. What's in a cross? What is it? Pain, suffering, sacrifice, afflictions that come, problems that come, arise, troubles that you enter into, hardships. All of these things is in the cross.
Come on.
But Jesus said, if you will bear that cross, I will help you to bear your problems. If you'll bring all of your cares to me and cast all of your care upon me, I care for you and I will help you bear your load. Well, praise be to the Lord.
Yes.
I'll lift your burden when you feel like you can't go on any further. You can't endure if you will look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. He said, I'll never leave you. He said, I'll never forsake you. He said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. I'll be a friend that sticketh closer to you than a brother. I'll be there in the midnight hour time when it's the darkest in your life, and when you're hurting, and when you got questions and you need answers. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I'll be right there with you. I tell you, Christians will suffer. But what makes us different from the sinners? We got somebody that'll help us bear the load. I tell you, there's joy in serving the Lord. There's a hope that'll keep you when you're going through it. The sinners don't have that. The people around you in this old world don't have a hope like we do.
Come on.
But we have God that we can hold on to and cling to. He is our strength. He is our help, and he is our hope. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first? Sit down and think it's all out. And counteth the cost, whether he hath sufficient enough to finish it.
Oh,
I feel the Lord right here. I started out almost 48 years ago. I've got to finish.
Yes.
No time to look back now. No time to sit down now. I've got to finish the work that God's called me to do.
Come on.
Brother Tom, I know that you're out there. You're watching and listening. Hallelujah. I want to put God first. I've got to finish. I've got to do what God's called me to do.
Yes.
I want to stand in the camp and make up the hedge. Hallelujah. Jesus said, lest haply, in other words, perhaps otherwise, after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build. Is anybody looking at our life? Is anybody looking at your life? I feel the Lord right here. They used to have more.
Come on.
They used to have a greater desire.
Come on.
But something's got in their way.
Oh.
Paul said, you did run well to the Galatians. But who did hinder you? What is it that got in your way? You had a greater desire at one time than you do now. I know, don't get me wrong, we have our afflictions and we get sick and these old bodies are frail. But do you still have that desire, that inward burning on the inside of you to say, Jesus, I started running this race a long time ago and I've got to finish it, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. I want to reach that finish line. Hallelujah. I want to see Jesus. As Mary and Clara was singing, the grandest object when I cross over is to see Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Are you still in the race? Are you still fighting? Are you still believing in the Lord? Are you still running for God? Let's finish it. Don't let anybody look at me, Lord, and say, he's let down. He's slowed up. He's got discouraged. He's given up. I tell you, I ain't about to give up. There's a fire, a burning in my heart. God, this morning.
Yes, come on. Preach.
And others begin to mock and say, This man began to build. This woman began to feel, and was not able to finish. What is it?
Come on.
Cut in your way. What is it that slowed you up? Oh, what is it? What is it that pulled you away from God? What is it that pulled you away from His Spirit? What is it that came and drawed you away from God's perfect divine will? Hallelujah. Don't let me be guilty, Lord. Hallelujah. Or what king going to make war against another king sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassador and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, in other words, there's no surrender in this scene. Did not God say, I will rise up and I'll fight your battles for you? When your enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. I tell you, the enemy will come in against you one way. And God said, I'll make him flee seven ways before your face. I tell you, it pays to put the Lord first. He'll take care of you. He'll supply your needs. And he'll fight your battle. And he'll take you through. The devil will never overcome you if God's living in your life.
Yes, amen.
So likewise, whosoever be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Salt is good. Salt is good. It's the savor of earth. It's the savor that keeps. It's the savor that preserves. Salt is good. Yet the salt has lost its savor. Wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill. But men cast it out. He that hath ears, let him hear what the Spirit is a saying. Can I tell us all, speaking to myself, we gotta finish. Keep on a running.
Come on.
My message this morning is keep on going. I said keep on going. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, we're living in an unprecedented time of evil. There's troubles all around us. This old world is a pressurized place. The stress level is at all-time high, and it's even out the roof. It's plain to see that we're in a warfare. What you're up against is the powers of hell and darkness. Oh, God, listen, we battle afflictions. Hallelujah, we suffer our trials. We live in a frail fleshly body that's subject to pain and sickness. We suffer. We all battle at times. We battle doubts and we battle fears. Oh God, the worries and the cares of life, they come oppressing.
Yes.
Oh God, all you hear all around you anymore is bad news. But I'm here to tell you this morning that if you got God, well, Lord, you got a treasure. A turn inside of this earthen vessel. You got the Spirit of the living God. And he will hold you and he will take you through. Can you say, I know that if I hold on to the Lord, he will fight my battle and he will touch my body. He's going to take me through. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Feeling the Lord here, feeling the Lord, the presence of the Lord. I tell you what. Hey, God, if you put him first, if you're dedicated in your prayer life, I say if you're committed unto him every day and read God's holy word, hallelujah, meditate therein. It's bread for your soul. And I wonder, David said, thy word, O Lord, is a lamp unto my feet, and it's a light unto my path. I have hid thy word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. That Hebrew word, hallelujah, for hid, it means you've stored up God's holy word. Are you fasting? Are we a praying? Are we seeking the face of the Lord? I don't care what's going on around us. God's bigger. Hallelujah. Grace is stronger than sin. Hallelujah.
Yes, come on.
Woo!
Come on.
I can't help but get excited, my Lord, my God. Hallelujah to the Lord. This thing will put a fight in you. I said, this thing will put a run in you. Brother Anthony, I know that you're looking and you're all watching. Jesus loves you. My Lord, all you need is a nail-scarred hand laid upon you right now. God can make you whole. Hallelujah to the Lord. He'll strengthen you.
Come on. Yes.
Don't let anybody or anything discourage you.
Come on.
Don't be dismayed. Come on, child of God, pick up your chin and look up. Every good and perfect gift is from the Father of lights, and cometh down from him. Oh, it's time to look up. Look up. It's dark all around us. Yes, it is. Pandemics, pestilences, wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes. The whole globe is shaking and rattling. I hear the sound of swords and threats and wars all around us and conflict. My Lord, famines and pestilences are here. And I'm telling you, the God of heaven will keep us. Thank you, Lord. And I tell you to keep on going.
Come on.
Keep on believing.
Yes.
Keep on fighting.
Yes.
Keep on a running. Hallelujah. We're nearer home than we was yesterday. I'm hallelujah. I'm nearer to heaven than I've ever been. Heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. Can I tell us, don't fall back. Keep your eyes upon Jesus' glory and your heart full of the love of God. The Bible said to keep your heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Really what you got inside of your heart, that's who you really are. And if you got Jesus on the inside, you're a winner either way. Hallelujah. We must stay focused in this hour. Come on. Don't let anything discourage you. Stay focused on the Lord. On the Lord. There's power in him. There's power to overcome. I don't care what you go through.
Come on.
God's bigger. I don't care what you have to suffer. God will sustain you with his grace.
Yes.
God will put something on the inside. Will keep pulling you.
Yes.
What was it, Brother Jason said? If you got the guts to hold on, he'll pull you through the tightest places you didn't think that you'd ever have the grit to go through. I'm telling you, God will pull you through. He'll take
yes.
you through every dark, deep valley. Don't let anything hinder you and stand in your way of serving God. Nobody, not even family. Don't let them discourage you. When Moses, the man of God, died and the Lord carried him and took him home, listen. Hallelujah. The Lord spoke to Joshua. He said, Joshua, he said, go lead my people. Lead them, my people Israel, into the promised land. Listen, Joshua. Don't turn to the right hand. Don't turn to the left hand.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, don't focus on what's going on around you and what people are saying. But he said, Joshua, he said, look straight ahead, because it is I that goeth before thee, and I will bring you into that land of promise. Can you say, I'm going to hold on, and God's going to take me through? I tell you, we're going to have to keep going. Keep your eyes on Jesus. The message this morning, don't let your troubles and your trials pull you down and stop you. Don't ever let it rob you of your desire. Keep the peace of God in your heart and in your mind. Hallelujah
yes,
to the Lord.
Come on. Keep going. Keep going.
So, Paul, what are you saying? This man preached. He called into the ministry 30 years serving God. He said, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. The scars of Christ is all over my body.
Come on.
I've been whipped. I've been flogged. I've been stoned. I've been left for dead. I've been in the deep and not in the day. I've been in shipwrecks. I have fought with the beast of Ephesus. I've been in perils by my own countrymen, perils in the wilderness, perils in the towns. When I would go into town, I'd end up in the prison, staring between prison bars. But he said, I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day.
Yes.
The Lord will keep that which I have given to him. Can you say, I've given my whole life to the Lord? Glory to
yes.
God.
Come on. Man.
So what are you saying, Paul, on this Sunday morning? Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. Only one was going to receive the prize back then. They lined up in that Colosseum, in the floor of it, and they had a start line and they had a finish line, but only one. What Paul was saying, run as if you was trying to outrun every opponent.
Yes, that's good.
Laying aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset you. The word beset in the Greek means every little thing or big thing. Beset means to surround you. It encompasses you, to hinder you, to hamper you. Oh, wow. Lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset you and discourages you and drags you down. Look and run with patience the race that is set before you, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. He started my faith in 1974, and honest, the Lord's a coming soon. I feel him out there. I feel the Lord in this little room. Jesus is getting ready to come. Are you still in the race? Come on. Are you still building that tower? Are you on the wall and saying, I'm doing a good work and I'm not coming down? Sanballat and Tobiah, no matter how much you threaten me and mock me for building on this wall, I'm doing a good work. Hallelujah to God. I'm going to finish what God's called me to do. I'm going to leave it out of here. Hallelujah. For victory and a crown of life. Hallelujah. Woo! Run.
Come on.
But one receiveth the prize. So run. I underscored it. So run that you may obtain. Paul said, I therefore run not as uncertainly. I'm not running in doubt. I ain't got no unbelief about me. He said, I know of a man above 14 years ago, whether in the body or out of the body, God knoweth of such a one that was caught up into the third heaven. Hallelujah. And heard unspeakable words that a man I could not describe or could not utter. The eyes have not seen and the ears have not heard, and it's never entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him, that they may reveal unto us by the Spirit of the living God. I'm telling you, there is a treasure in this earth and vessel that'll keep you ready.
Yes.
I know I'm a screaming, and I hope it ain't a blaring that microphone in that poor phone over there.
Woo!
Hallelujah to the
Lord. Right.
Well, glory to God. I ain't in church, but I feel the Lord. Glory, 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 glory.
Come on.
I'm not running uncertainly. I know who I'm running for. I know what I'm running for. I know the one that called me. Hallelujah to God. In other words, I am sure. Have you got a made up mind? Are you sure in your heart? Have you sold out to God? Paul said, I'm sure. I've made up my mind. I'm going to keep on going. And I'm going to put all of my whole heart in it and make sure that I make it and I win the crown. Glory to God.
Come on.
I'm not slowing up for anybody or anything. We're glory to God. Too late to slow up now. I'm going to wrap this up if I can. I'm not going to let my problems get me down and take the air out of me. Glory to God. I know the call of God has come to my heart and my soul. I'm too near home. I'm going on with Jesus just the same. Hallelujah. Oh, whoa. Devil, you might try. Oh, you might bring trials and temptation and cast me into the flame. But I'm going on with Jesus just the same.
Woo! Come on.
I'm not going to lay my cross down until I make it to heaven and pick up my crown.
Yes.
I'm too near right now to ever turn back now.
Yes.
Paul goes on so fight I, fight I, fight I. Not as one that beateth the air. I make contact. Hallelujah with the enemy. I know what I'm up against. Do you know what you're up against?
Come on.
I know what I face and I have to fight every day. But God put the good Holy Ghost inside of me, and he keeps me a-going, and he keeps me a-believing. Hallelujah. Keep on a-going is the message. Paul goes on to say, I don't let my body get me down. I don't let my flesh dictate to me and hold me back from selling out and serving God. I keep under my body and keep it in under subjection, lest I give up and become a castaway. Can you who are watching and listening say, dear Jesus, right now, the time for me to put you first in everything is now.
Yes, come on.
Oh, God, I won't call them back to the piano. I tell you, I could go on and on and on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm just going to obey the Lord. Is that all right? Praise God. Praise God.
Come on.
Oh, I feel this. Oh, I feel this. You might be in the car watching this. You might be sitting on your couch or maybe the recliner. You might be sitting at the table. But I'm telling you, listen to this just for a moment. Holy God. Luke chapter 17, verse 11. And it came to pass, as he, Jesus, went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him ten men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They wasn't allowed. They had that contagious disease of leprosy, and they wasn't allowed around close to anybody. They had to live outside, even in the camps. They lifted up their voices. Have you ever had a need that you really, really, really wanted God to help you with? And you need his touch? Oh, God, every one of them, all ten of them, lifted up their voice, and guess what they said? They said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Have mercy. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests.
Come on.
And it came to pass, underscore it, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, Lord, when he saw that he was healed, turn back and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where's the other 9?
Come on.
Where's the others?
Where are you?
Where are you, man? Where's the others? This one Samaritan, this one Gentile, this one outcast was so thankful that he returned and fell at Jesus' feet. God, where are the 9? There are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger. He said unto him, arise and go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Ah, Jesus, listen close. Notice the words. As they went,
Come on.
As these sick lepers went on their way to the temple in Jerusalem, they everyone headed toward the temple 40 miles away. Come on, you can't tell me that you cannot be desperate enough, hallelujah to God, in that day and in that time, they rode camels and beasts of burdens, my Lord, and they walked many times, and these men, they had spots all over them, sores of breaking out, and scabs, and running sores all over their body, and they said, Jesus, have mercy upon us. I'm telling you, it is an act of faith when you keep going. That is an act of faith that you say, God, I believe in you. And if I put you first, you will touch my body and my soul. That is an act of faith. As they went, they all were cleansed. Now, you can look in your commentaries if you want. This is Tommy Romans 101. They are all cleansed. How far down that path, how close did they get to Jerusalem, to the temple? I don't know. It don't say. Luke says, as they went on that 40-mile walking trip, somewhere along the line, one of them probably looks at man. Oh, man, look at this, look at this, look at this. The other one says, me too. Man, the sores are dried up. They're gone. My flesh is just as new. That man, listen, that man, that Samaritan, run back to Jesus. I don't know where the other nine went. I'm telling you, God's a saying this morning, where's the other nine?
Come on.
Where's my gifts? Where's my callings? Where's my praise? I feel him.
Come on.
Am I still number one? Where's the prayers? I'm a listening for you to praise me and love me and worship me. Where's your dedication? Where's your love for me? Where's your love and desire for the house of the Lord? Oh, God. That one Samaritan run back to Jesus. Listen, his skin was made like a baby's skin all over. But when Jesus said unto him, thou art made whole, I believe this man, come on, leprosy in the final stages, it'll eat your nose off. It turns into scabs and running sores. Your nose, it eats off. The lobes, your ears eat off. Your fingers, your toes eat off. I'm telling you, it pays to put God first, because after a while, the final touch will come. I tell you, if you put the Lord first, you know what Jesus said to him? He said, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. He got up off of his knees, I believe, at Jesus' feet. And as he went, the fingers grew back out on his hands. Yes. His ears grew back. His toes and his sandals. He said, it pays to praise and worship the Lord. It pays to have a thankful heart and to put God first. I'm glad I returned and to give him praise and glory. And you say, after wave your hand to God, I'm going to put him first. Hallelujah. Yes. And the touch I need will come.
Yes.
Woo.
Come on.
If you'll keep going, I believe God's a saying to every one of us this morning, me included. If you'll just keep going and keep going, I will touch you. I will help you. I will uphold you, and I will hold to thee with the right hand of righteousness. For I am the Lord, saith the Lord thy God. I will hold on to you.
Come on.
If we'll keep going, I will touch you.
Yes.
I will minister to you in your dark times and your sickness.
Yes.
I'll be there.
Amen.
I will give you grace.
Praise
the Lord. I'll touch your body, and I'll touch your soul. How many wants to be at Jesus' feet right now? Lord, I don't want to ever forget that day, that hour, that night that you spoke peace to my soul. I heard your voice, and I felt the call, and I know what you did for me. I don't want to lose, ever lose that feeling. I don't want to lose that vision of what you gave me that day and that hour that you saved me. The joy that was over. flowing in my soul. I've got to keep that. And if I don't have it this morning, I must get it back. Can you say, Jesus, if I've slowed up any at all, if I've quit, if I've sat down, if I have spoken the words, what's the use with all of these troubles I have? If you're in that shape right now, say, Lord, renew the go ye inside of me. It's worth it. Your life is not in vain. Say, Lord, put the desire down back in my heart as they sing. Let's go, let's go. Go on, keep going.
Look around, there's no happiness. There's no reason for living. Life will give you a broken dream, full of sorrow and fear.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Turn around, don't look back again. Face the new day before you. Place your heartache at Jesus' feet. He can mend broken dreams.
Yes, Lord.
I've come too far to look back. Have all faded from you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yeah. There's a new day ahead for me.
There's a new day, child of God.
All my heartaches are over.
Yes.
For I've left them at Calvary, where my new life began. I've come too far to look back.
Yes, Lord.